Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbi Deborah Brandt, and this is day 6 of our 40 days of Teshuva. Again, we are using the El Chet prayer, which is usually prayed on Yom Kippur, but I think it's very applicable to this time where we are searching our hearts and repenting of sins in our life. The goal of El Chet is to get to the root of the problem, to become more like Yeshua and to become conformed to His image, and Torah is a process. It does not happen overnight. The key is never to give up, because He does not give up on us. We are all under construction and a work in progress. Number 5. For the sin we have sinned before you, in public or in private. Our lives should reflect the life of God 24 hours a day, whether in public or private. Regarding public sins, do we call ourselves followers of Messiah, but our actions speak otherwise? Galatians 5:19-21. And it is perfectly evident what the old nature does. It expresses itself in sexual immorality, impurity, and indecency, involvement with the occult and with drugs, in feuding, fighting, becoming jealous and getting angry, in self-ambition, factionalism, and intrigue, and envy, and drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you now as I have warned you before. Those who do such things will have no share in the kingdom of God. Do we compromise who we serve so people will like us in order to be accepted by our peers? Who is Rabbi Shaul or Paul addressing here in his letter to the Galatians? Those who were followers of Messiah Yeshua. Galatians 5:22-25, but the fruit of the Spirit, or Ruach, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, self-control. Nothing in the Torah stands against such things. Moreover, those who belong to the Messiah Yeshua have put their old nature to death on the stake, along with its passions and desires. Since it is through the Spirit we have life, let it also be through the Spirit that we order our lives day by day. Verse 26, let us not become conceited and provoking and envying each other. Regarding private sins, these are sins that we do in secret, hidden behind closed doors, thinking that nobody will ever know what our secret vices are. We can fool ourselves, we can fool others, but God knows the secret sins that are destroying our life. Take the example of David and Bathsheba. David thought he could hide his sin of adultery and murder. Read 2 Samuel 11:12-25 and Psalm 51. God sent his prophet to confront David about this hidden sin so he could repent and be restored. But he still paid for his error and the baby died. But out of sorrow came a blessing with the birth of Solomon. Today, pornography, idolatry, sexual immorality is running rampant, not just among those who are outside the kingdom of God, but those who claim to be in the kingdom of God. What did Yeshua say about sinning starting in our hearts? Matthew 27:30. You have heard that it was said by them of old, thou shalt not commit adultery, but I say unto you, that whoever looks on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in her heart, in his heart. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for you that one of your members should perish, and not your whole body should be cast into hell. And if your right hand offend you, cut it off and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for you that one of your members should perish, and not your whole body should be cast into hell. What does he mean by plucking out your eye and casting off your hand, or cutting off your hand? This is a Hebrew idiom. Yeshua in the previous verse was suggesting that we run away from greed and idolatry. We should take precautions to guard and protect ourselves from the evil eye of want, to get rid of the evil eye of desire. We are to deal with those sins in the thoughts before they manifest in action. Confess those sins now that are public as well as private sins, and sin no more. 1 John 1:6-9. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Yeshua, the Messiah, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Verse 10, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Journal, food for thought. Do the clothes we wear, the words that come out of our mouth, reflect a person who is walking with God in holiness? Did I do foolish or degrading things to attract attention or approval? Did I act privately in a way that I would be ashamed if anyone found out? Did I consider how God is watching even in my most private moments? Did I convince myself that because nobody sees me, that mistake somehow does not count? I just want to pray this prayer regarding walking in sanctification. Father, thank you for sanctifying me by thy truth. Your word is truth. Yeshua, you consecrated yourself for my sake, so I will be truth consecrated in my mission. In the name of Yeshua, I repent and turn from my wicked ways. I wash myself, make myself clean. I cease to do evil, and I am learning to do right. Father, you dwell in me and walk with me, so I leave the corruption and compromise. I leave it for good. You are my Father, and I will not link up with those who would pollute me, because you want me all for yourself. I purify myself from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. Father, I confess my sins. You are faithful and just to forgive me my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Yeshua has been made unto me wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. I submit myself to you, Lord, spirit, soul, and body. I strip myself of my old, unrenewed self and put on the new nature, changing whatever needs to be changed in my life. The desire of my heart is to be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, fitting for the Master's use, and prepared for every good work. Thank you, Father, that I eat the good of the land because you have given me a willing and obedient heart. In Yeshua's name, amen. Shalom and Yeshua.